is the game that America, all of America, is playing.
Here we go.
Well, of course. Will it float?
Will it float?
Will it float today out there for Brooks and Dunn, Dickey's Arena? And going into the tank today, the object in question, if you're just joining us, this stems back from early last week when it was, I didn't think anything of it, an innocuous banana nut bread
day. Not innocuous, it's offensive.
And yes, your reaction certainly... certainly is one of the greater sound effects ever created on this show. When you heard banana nut bread. Yeah, again, not edited. That is actually how it ran. Mm-hmm. Real time.
See? Genuine.
So
that's what we are here at KBN.
Because of your love, professed love for banana bread. We got banana bread finally in the studio. I did have flirted with the idea of this being the item last week, but Axe body spray just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's...
And you
I
may
don't know
want that
anything
that.
Could be more offensive.
And then
than the
question
Axe.
Was posed to you, which would you rather have to survive? A cloud of Axe body spray or a spoonful of Lovin' banana nut bread loaf?
I think I'd have to go to the banana nut
well,
bread.
Well, it's right yeah, there. We had go. Enough for the entire class.
No.
So... we're going to put it in. And it's a big old loaf. It actually even is labeled as such, banana
yes.
nut loaf. And
that's
it's
right.
It's pretty thick and dense. I'm going to go, though, personally, because it's a bread item, primarily, that it's going to float. Because carbs, to me, usually float in the tank.
Yeah, I think you could be right on this.
Everybody else, though, is pretty much saying it's going to sink.
It's really heavy.
So the opinion that matters is yours. But before we get to our two contestants here, it is the banana nut bread loaf.
Loaf.
Going in. Whoa.
Just loafing around.
There it is. About to go into
sitting
the tank.
Here, living its best life,
to,
I'm assuming.
To add insult to injury, because, again, you love... banana nut bread. It comes with a little, outside of its little plastic container, it comes with a extended cupcake bottom
paper
wrapping thing.
Yeah.
And we figured that might change its buoyancy and maybe affect it. So now you're just going to have to raw dog it and hold it. The banana nut bread.
I'm feeling oddly protective of this loaf, considering how badly I spoke of it.
Well, we all have issues to deal with in life, and this is definitely the perfect time to do it. But while we stream live on our Hank Facebook page, let's go to the line and our two contestants here. He is Hank fan number 9, and he identifies himself as Cowboy Tony on the couch right now. Are you still on your couch there, Tony? Cowboy Tony, pardon me.
Yes, sir.
All right. That couch, I believe, is located in Millsap, Texas. So, welcome to Will It Float, Cowboy Tony, your Hank fan number 9, going up against him out of Cleburne. Deborah, are you on your couch too, or are you mobile and moving, or are you stationary?
No.
I went to work
at 5:30.
She went to work at 5:30 this morning.
What do you do?
Meanwhile, Tony is still sitting there on his couch.
Yeah.
Who's winning?
I'm the bingo lady.
Oh, she's Deborah, the bingo lady. There you go.
Well, a lot of people play bingo at 5:30.
Everybody. So, all right.
I've played it.
The early center square gets the win. All right, Cowboy Tony, you have first dibs on this. What do you think the banana nut bread loaf will do? Float or sink? What say you?
Sink.
We got a sink out of him, Cowboy Tony, from his couch. So, Deborah, you hope it does what? The option is float.
That's right. Very good.
Float. That's right. B-42.
Mm-hmm.
B-42. There, I should have spoken bingo. Well, let's speak in buoyancy, of course. Let's go to the tank of transparency. And Heather Lee there on our Hank Facebook Live. We're streaming so you can see what you can hear on the radio. It's a visual smorgasbord. All right. Going once it hits the water, of course. Yeah, we got you there, Cowboy Tony. All right, once it hits the water, it has 10 seconds to do what it's going to do. Are we ready there with the banana bread?
Yeah, the tank is extra gross.
Oh, good. Extra gross at the tank. So already we're winning today. All right. Going down in 3, two, one. The banana bread is down in the tank, and it's floating. It is floating right now. It is floating quite well. And with the 10 seconds elapsing there for the alarm to ring, it is a decisive victory and going against the grain. Get it? That's a car bread joke. Ladies and gentlemen, it may creep out Heather Lee, but banana bread floats. Congratulations, out of the catbird seat, Deborah, the bingo lady out of Cleburne. That thing is floating.
Like
we could use that in wartime efforts right now. That puppy is buoyant. All right.
Don't sell its secrets to Iran.
Okay.
Is it still in the plastic tray?
It is not in the plastic tray. No, mm-hmm. We removed all trays and wrappings, and we left the nuts in, though. We left the nuts in just for Heather Lee. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Girl.
thank you. Thank you. Enjoy your catch there, Tony. But, Deborah, you're going to Brooks and well, that is why you play the game, ladies and gentlemen. Defying the odds and the opinions of most, banana bread. Heather Lee hates it, but it floats.
Will it float?